Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right. A happy Thirsty Thursday to you, North America. It is the DA Show on NBA Finals Game 1 day. Mraz and Bogish with DA still on paternity leave. Pete the Body and Kaplan both as well. You get a baby. We get a Jockalone who sometimes looks like a baby. We get a Kevin Wall who looks like, the background in Legends of the Hidden Temple. It is us here on the DA Show. Billy, I don't think liked that one. All right.
No, I'd rather be a baby than the other one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the hell that means.
I don't either, to be honest with you.
Billy, you're only slightly bigger than babies.
But I was a baby.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Greg Caserta with us, caserting himself into every conversation as well. It is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. So we've done a lot of NBA Finals so far. We also asked a poll question, and I think a very important one is our analytics team will get to work on analytics here if they didn't leave at 6:55, and that is this question and answer. Will these NBA Finals in the next 3 weeks make you subliminally buy chicken nuggets? That's not what subliminally means.
I mean, it's not. Like, you can't ask somebody if they're going to know what is going to happen unknowingly to them in the future.
The point
Sorry
is
that I can't get past that.
The Nuggets being an NBA Finals favorite will have people thinking Nuggets on their mind. And I believe you are more likely to go get a 4, 6-piece, a 10-piece, a 20-piece somewhere, wherever your favorite Nugget distributor is, than you otherwise would over the next 3 weeks because it's going to be in your head, which is where the word subliminal comes from.
This has to be a trackable thing. So I'm going to let Kaplan know that you made this prediction today, and I hope that we can have a starting point. You know, the most recent sales data on chicken nuggets across this great country. And then 3 weeks from now or at the end of June, maybe we'll have another, and we'll see if there's any kind of bump.
So go vote at CBS Sports Radio on that. And, of course, your Booskies coming in at Mraz, CBS, at Andrew Bogish. A little football here to start. And it's amazing to me how many people so close to the game still don't get it. In fact, I could make the case that in the world of sports, where how many times have you heard athletes say, and it always rubs me the wrong way, did you play the game? You know what I'm talking about, Bogues? The did you play the game people?
Oh, yeah.
They are so, okay, so because I wasn't born with the talent and or didn't have the parents and the time and the money to put me into training, that means I can no longer watch, observe, and comment on something.
You should tell those people about what you would have been as a hockey player had your parents not done you so dirty.
Exactly. If I was born in Canada with Canadian parents and money, and dare I say healthcare, I probably would have been a top 10 lottery pick in the NHL. Anyway. Because I had the natural gifts otherwise.
And you've determined you have those natural gifts because you played deck hockey a few times.
And I played ice hockey growing up.
But when you say that, you were on a team, an ice hockey team?
Yeah.
Like a travel team? How many games did you play?
10.
Total?
Yeah.
At what age?
But I played deck hockey my whole life, probably countless thousands of games.
Right. And you were always the best player on the deck that day?
No, that's the point. I was talented enough that I was one of like the 15 best players in my town.
Right. So that means then there were in your town, there were 14 other people who had the ability to be a top 10 NHL pick that didn't make it.
I think they maxed out what they had, and they had more training than I did and such.
Gotcha.
I rolled the pucks out, and that's how good I was.
Oh, so your point is they trained to be a deck hockey star. You didn't, and therefore being as good as them means you could have projected yourself into the NHL.
Just showed up with the stick and gloves, pal.
I gotcha.
All right? Now, I say this because Boomer Esiason, who gave me a disgusting look this morning pre-show.
Yep.
It was about 5:30 a.m. Eastern, and full disclosure, it's summertime. I wore shorts today.
Mesh shorts.
DA's out, the kids play. All right? I wore the shorts today. Which you're wearing shorts as well. By the
way, I'm wearing nice shorts.
They're what they call bird dogs. They're meant to be like nice and and whatever. They're actually a nice branded short.
Built-in underpants on those ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm still wearing other underpants on top of it.
Are you really?
Because I still don't trust it.
So you're wearing boxers?
Yeah.
Loose boxers, and then you're pulling up
I'm wearing boxer briefs. So okay. Everything's tight and compressed.
But the boxer briefs, therefore, are going through, like, they're longer than the mesh lining.
A little bit, yeah. But they kind of bunch up. I just don't trust it. I can't have, put it this way, if somebody walks up behind you and pantses you, I can't be one pants away from a noodle cadoodle. I need two layers. All right.
Okay.
So I'm not a built-in guy. Anyway, we're getting way off track here. Boomer Esiason was disgusted by my look, and he just kind of grumbled something and walked to his office. Maybe he was just disgusted by my mere presence. I don't know. But
maybe he knew you were about to rip him on the radio.
I was disgusted by something he said. As a Giant fan, as an observer of the league, this is a long-winded way of saying players and former players and analysts around the league still don't get it when it comes to running backs. It's amazing to me because executives in the NFL now get it. Look no further than this offseason. Austin Eckler, boy, did he talk a big game. I want out if they're not going to sign me to big money. I'm so valuable. Oh, he cowered and went back on that one-year deal so quickly, didn't he, Bogues? Oh, he did. Josh Jacobs, I'm a first-round pick. I'm a free agent. Guess what he did? Sign that tag. Aaron Jones, please don't cut me. Please don't cut me. I'm going to restructure my deal. All looking around, pointing the finger at fat Zeke Elliott. Can somebody tell me if he's employed right now? Is he finally had to get cut because he signed a big money deal and we learned he wasn't worth it? Derrick Henry, remember those rumors of him being shopped? I mean, that might be the most dominant running back in football. I want to go around the room. Did anybody trade for Derrick Henry this offseason when being shopped?
So before, I don't know if that one counts. That was one person outside the NFL breaking news sphere that made the Derrick Henry story. The other things are valid. I don't know if that Henry counts on this list.
The last guy left standing of the star running back group, it was almost like everybody wanted to get paid at once, by the way. This is what's crazy, and it almost worked against them that they all weren't one at a time. But Saquon Barkley, the Giants running back who had a great year last year, who had a great rookie year, is 5 years into his career and has had a much injury-plagued career. And while flashed and while great and while brilliant last year, to say he hasn't lived up to the billing as a number two overall pick is an understatement. He has become the rare player in football that is both awesome and still undeserving of where he was drafted. I think that's fair, and I've watched every snap of his. Number two overall pick, you have to be like earth-shattering good. He has been right in that, like he should be so far and above these other running backs good. He's not. He's very good. He's awesome. I love rooting for him. I love watching him play.
Although I think he's better than every running back you've mentioned so far.
I don't think the Giants are drastically a worse team if Austin Eckler is their running back as opposed to Saquon Barkley. And that's where the value comes in.
But they're a worse team.
I think they're still a playoff team.
And I like Austin Eckler a lot, but I think that the year last year is different if it's him, not Saquon.
Okay. Saquon also, we finally saw him healthy. He's a guy who's never healthy.
Yeah.
But anyway, he has until July 15th to sign, or I'm sorry, to come up with a long-term extension with the Giants. And the Giants, previously in season and right immediately after season, it has been reported that the Giants offered him somewhere around $14 or $15 million per year, which seems like a drastic overpay in hindsight. And then what happened was Saquon Barkley played a little hardball. Christian McCaffrey's making $16 million a year. So I think he didn't want to break it, but he wanted to get close to Christian McCaffrey, 15, 5, 16. Then the running back market broke. And the Giants and their brass looked around as they signed Daniel Jones long term and said, wait a minute, we still have the franchise tag here. Nobody's paying for running backs. Who are we bidding against right now? Who are we bidding against? We have the tag. We have the ability to tag Saquon, meaning if anybody really wants him, they got to give us some kind of pick, two picks. So the Giants tag Saquon. He's yet to agree to the agreement. Now, if he doesn't agree to a long-term deal by July 15th, he has no choice but to either play in the tag or completely hold out, in which case he gets nothing. He's going to owe money back. So Boomer Esiason went on Radio New York. Okay, they're the Giants radio station. And said, I hope the Giants and Saquon come to some sort of agreement. I would hate to see him in another uniform. Maybe like 4 years, 52 mil, 28 mil guaranteed. It's really about the guaranteed money. He's right. To come to a long-term deal, it's about the guaranteed money. But here's the problem. This year, Saquon Barkley is getting, in what will be his 6th year of his career, $10 million guaranteed on the tag. That feels like a pretty good bargain for the Giants. Next year, if the Giants were to tag him a second time, which they have the ability to do so, that number is about $23 million. Meaning, if the Giants have Saquon in year 6 and 7 of his career at a running back position, where how much longer are they really elite beyond that, the most it will cost them is $33 million. And they have the ability this year to say, well, Saquon gets hurt again in week 4 and he's not around. Well, then we're not on the hook for the $23 million next year. Right now, it's actually smart business for the Giants to tag running backs back-to-back years, and that's where the running back system is broken, because it's probably smart for the Raiders to do that with Jacobs, for the Chargers to do that with Eckler. It is smart business to go year by year, and these running backs have lost leverage. If you want to sign a long-term deal as a running back, you almost have to go the route some of these young prospects in Major League Baseball are doing, which is, I probably can make more money in 4 years if I wait, but is it worth waiting if I get hurt or something like that to do that? So the Giants have pulled back their offer because they realize they're bidding against themselves, and now there's the fear that, oh, you'd hate to see him in a uniform somewhere else. Based on what? The Giants have all the leverage. If he doesn't play in the tag, they don't have to trade him. He could sit out. The only time he plays in another uniform is when the Giants decide they're done with him, and that might be a CBA thing and a broken thing, but as former players and analysts like Boomer is, and some of these people are, I know you're speaking for your NFLPA brethren there, but it ain't good business to sign running backs long-term, and it's amazing we still have to explain this.
Well, right, but I guess, so first of all, in general, I'll take any company can get on this fight, and Christian McCaffrey spoke up about running backs this week as well, because I'll die on this hill. I think the bigger problem is there's not enough elite running backs. For whatever reason, there's just not as many of them. There are guys, and Saquon's one of them, that I would pay. The Giants need Saquon Barkley. I think the Giants without him are worse than you think they are without him. I don't think he's easily replaceable. My concern for him is his injury history.
Yeah.
Like Christian McCaffrey, same thing. That guy's a difference maker. He's one of the best football players in the league when he's healthy, but he's just not healthy enough. But he was healthy this past year, and he was damn good for San Francisco. I'd want to pay him. I'd want to draft him. We just came off the draft talking about Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs. Those are legit, talented, impactful players, but they live in a world now where they had to be luxury picks. They had to be teams that, like, it made sense for the Eagles to take one of them. So this is not for everybody, but you can be in a position where you can pay a running back and it's not a mistake.
Well, all right. The best way I can explain this, have you ever done a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. I know that I'm in the vast minority here of defending them.
But how could you defend it if the proof is in the pudding?
Because
that's not how you build a champion.
But you can finish a championship build with a running back. And the Giants, you can say all you want about, well, I'll just go get somebody else. And I know it's happened, but it's not guaranteed. Like, Saquon Barkley should be on the Giants next year. They are, to me, definitively worse if he's not a Giant.
He should just be playing on the tag, and that's the CBA problem.
Sure. So there's also, as I think Boomer was trying to get to, there's a scenario where you're paying him the money that you just said you'd be comfortable doing, the back-to-back tags, and also it looks like a long-term deal, but it's really not. So you're only paying him the 2 tags if that's what the guaranteed money is.
His agent
What's wrong with that?
Because the Giants also have tried to get near that as well, and the agent has played hardball.
Right, there's a point where also Barkley is wrong.
Like, I think he
shouldn't be
wrong.
Paid at the exact level of Christian McCaffrey, but he's better than everybody else that we've talked about already today, and the Giants need him.
But he hasn't been consistently that much. He was better last year. He has not been that for 5 years. He hasn't.
I understand the risk of his injury history.
He hasn't even been a top 5 back over the last 5 years since he's been drafted.
Because he's barely played.
But that's part of it.
He's 3 seasons playing and 2 hurt.
Right.
So, but if you're going to, but there's a price to keep him, and I want to keep him. And the price tag, because of the franchise tag, is somewhat obvious because that's what you work off of.
I would rather sign a receiver or safety or something like that and play in those parts. I mean, whoa, what year were you born?
I was born in 96.
Okay. What year did your parents get married?
94.
Okay. Kevin Wall's parents weren't even married the last time a leading rusher in the NFL won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, I know that.
But I don't need him to be the number one rusher.
Well,
that's fine.
But if you're going to make that guarantee, be at the top of the point is if you're going to invest that much money, guaranteed, $30 million guaranteed, around that, you better have a guy you think is going to put you over the top and win a Super Bowl. And the truth is that is the one position in the NFL where that's just not the case. Heck, the Giants had our colleague, I think the best running back they've ever had, Tiki Barber, say, see you later and retire. And the very next year when they cleared out the money, you had Ahmad Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs, and you won two Super Bowls in the next 4 years after that.
Right, but it wasn't because Tiki was holding them back.
You know what? Maybe he wasn't holding them back, but at the same time...
And they weren't incorrectly built because they had Tiki.
No, but resources freed up, and you were proven that, you know what? This team, we had better things we could do with our assets, and it worked out. Now,
but that's
not to say they wouldn't have won.
That's not what happened. Tiki left.
He did.
So they did not. They did not redo their math or their salary cap calculations or go, we need actually a safety, not a running back.
I would argue. I would argue the 2011 team and the salary cap was built, and thanks to the fact that you didn't have Tiki Barber with a big cap hit.
But were they going to get rid of Tiki if he was healthy? If he wanted to keep playing,
but you could have had dead cap at all that point. Yeah, look,
they weren't. They weren't kicking Tiki to the curb.
You can hang on to a running back more than any other position longer than you should because of the way the stupid salary cap works and the guaranteed monies and the dead hits and all the stuff going around there. And the running back lifespan just doesn't. It doesn't equal the way you have to manufacture the salary cap. And it's not fair to running backs, and I think something has to change in the CBA. But it's just not good business to say they better get something done. Yeah, I'd hate to see him in another uniform. I'm a Giant fan. If I see him in another uniform, I see him in another uniform. Thank you for the time you've given me. But I know that the blueprint is there, that it's stupid to pay you a lot of guaranteed money.
But didn't you start this by saying you could pay him back-to-back franchise tags?
But I know I'm not locked in. So if they pay him the back-to-back franchise tags... and it's only for 1 year, I'm not taking on a dead cap hit at any point the rest of the time.
Which
is going to happen even if you give him the guaranteed $30 million. Let's say it's a four-year deal, Bogus.
Yeah.
And you could spread the cap hits out however you want to do it, and structure it however you want to do it.
It ends up being a two-year contract.
But you will inevitably have to eat some money in years three or four. That's just the way you move these things around.
I understand, but we also have seen teams now, they just don't care anymore about that kind of stuff. Like that's also something that's changing as well, is that we've had multiple quarterbacks who have far bigger dead cap numbers. He can't be traded. He can't be moved. Yeah. And they move him because teams know how to finagle their way through dead cap space, too.
Well, sorry, Saquon. You're also playing on a team that just last year amazingly made the playoffs after being in salary cap hell. And because they have actually good players now, they also have to sign Dexter Lawrence. They're going to have to sign Kayvon Thibodeau, Andrew Thomas at some point soon. You just can't tie up that money in the position that has a less value than these other positions. You just can't.
So then your argument should be they should not even entertain signing him now.
Yes, now that I've seen the rest of it play out.
So you don't want him on the team next year.
And yes, I've talked myself in circles. No. I want him on the team on the tag. I don't want him signing a four-year deal with this team. I think that's a mistake. And I believe, more so than anything else, what I'm forgetting right now to say. And that is something I've forgotten to say, and I'm still forgetting in real time to try to talk myself. It's not allocation of resources I was trying to say. It is, damn, I had a good point. Where did it go?
Did you cough it up like Lem earlier? There it is.
No, I had the point. The point was there, and it was the final card I was going to play that was inarguable, and now I lost it. You ever have that moment? Imagine happening with a microphone on in front of you. I forgot what I was going to say.
The football gods are cursing you right now because your points are wrong. The Giants have no choice but to extend Saquon Barkley.
No.
They had no choice.
Yes.
The Giants won three games because of Saquon Barkley. The two-point conversion against Tennessee. In London against the Packers. Sliding at the one-yard line against Baltimore.
Did he help them beat Philly at any point?
The Eagles are a better team, let's be real.
Exactly.
The Eagles are a much better team.
And he has no hand in solving Jalen Hurts.
He has a hand in? Alleviating that pass rush in Daniel Jones' face and stuff.
Are not in the postseason without Saquon Barkley.
They could have been.
And the difference between Saquon and Tiki in the past, the Giants had an offensive line.
Newsflash.
The Giants had an offensive line when Tiki retired in 06. You were able to have Ahmad Bradshaw break out 88 yards against Buffalo.
Right.
You were able to give Derek Ward his 5 minutes of fame with that 200-yard game against Carolina in week 16.
Last year the Giants played the Packers and then Saquon Barkley gets hurt in that game. Daniel Jones carries them down the field to beat the Packers. They don't make the playoffs without that game. Saquon Barkley didn't do enough in the tie with the Commanders. That could have been enormous. Daniel Jones and Kayvon Thibodeau carried them in the game that they won versus the Commanders on Sunday football. I'm not denying that Saquon Barkley was a big part of what they did last year. I think you're overselling that the team would have been better than you think they would have been without
him. He's half your offense at the end of the day.
So is it
half your offense at the end of the day.
You know what?
He's that big of a weapon.
Right now, yeah, but that's because they invested a second-round pick in him. The point is you can continue to build this. They just drafted a running back in the fifth round. Running backs by committees. Look what the freaking Chiefs just did with Isaiah Pacheco.
But now you're making Patrick Mahomes and Daniel Jones the same thing, and Travis Kelce is not a giant.
Okay.
So that's not the same comparison either. And just one thing I want to point out, and you maybe you have it better, but I've now read it in three different places. It's a total of $22 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. Back-to-back tags. It's 10 and then it's 12.
Oh,
it's
even
not,
better.
It's not 10 and then 22.
So I misread this quote, so it's even better.
Right.
They should be doing that.
Exactly. And that was Boomer's point. Boomer's point was make a deal that's a little north of the back-to-back tags and done.
Boomer wanted to make it $28 million guaranteed money.
So that's
money.
Too much.
So yes, that's my point.
Okay, but now if we're at $26 million, that's $2 million but here's you're dying
no, but
on.
But here's the problem. If you sign Saquon right now, two-year deal, $23 million guaranteed, that's it. The equivalent of the back-to-back tags.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not what Saquon wants or what Boomer's saying to do.
Okay.
To make that work, you need to sign 3-4. My point is, in 2 years, he could be done after this year. You can't have dead cap money tied up in a running back where every successful franchise who wins Super Bowls doesn't do that with running backs.
So there's two...
I'm tired of this. I bought a Saquon jersey once. They can't win without him. B.S. They just signed Darren Waller. Newsflash. He's going to be more important to their success this year than Saquon Barkley.
But there's two different things you're arguing here. Saquon Barkley's agent could be asking for $50 million guaranteed dollars, which would be ridiculous. But that does not disqualify the argument of Saquon Barkley should be on the Giants and should get paid something akin to $23 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. Those are two separate things.
Also, yeah, okay. Well, but here it still comes back to the one thing that I feel like I didn't hammer home enough, and you did point out. The injuries do matter, bro. You can't hand this guy a 2-3-4-year deal, even if the guarantees are a lot in the first 2 years. Like, there is a better chance Saquon Barkley misses 5 games this year than he's a Pro Bowler. Because his career trajectory tells me that's what he will do. And guess what? The Giants in those games without Saquon, now the team's gotten a little better and they have real coaching, are going to be fine. These aren't the Joe Judge Giants where they're doomed without Saquon. And you can say all you want about the 2-point conversion. Fine, Saquon had his moments. I'm not trying to dismiss him as a bad player. I believe with Brian Daboll's a good head coach, they're going to be fine. They're not doomed if Saquon misses games anymore.
So let's just, the scenario where Saquon plays this next coming season and he's very good, right? And then he goes back to injured Saquon in, what's that now, 2025? I'm losing track. No, 2024. So they got to, whatever they need to have.
At that point, you should be gone. He's 7 years in and he's
hurt.
You're
afraid of this dead money idea, right?
Yes, because the Giants have dealt with it too much. And if you're going to have dead money, you better have dead money on like a position that was worth it,
but
worth
like,
taking a swing.
But dead money is dead money. It doesn't get valued differently on your salary cap. It went from what position it went to.
But see, this is getting really in the weeds, but the Giants are going to have to make significant in-house signings, more significant than Saquon, including their left tackle, of which it took them forever to get one.
Right, but when is that due?
Next year.
Next year.
Their star safety, next year.
Okay.
So the point is, when you're structuring out these deals with dead money, and then eventually when that dead money comes, Kayvon Thibodeau will be one of these guys. You want to be able to...
But theoretically, Thibodeau's next deal should not be affected by Barkley's if they structure Barkley's correctly right now.
Okay, but either way, Thomas and McKinney's will...
Okay.
The Giants struggled forever at keeping their own. There was a long time where only Beckham and Jason Pierre-Paul got in second contracts with the Giants. They finally have drafted well. And I think a lot of these teams that have this run into this problem of running backs, this keeps happening. Which is, again, why, in the end, it's too late because Saquon was already drafted. You would rather be in the spot of an Austin Eckler or an Alvin Kamara as a franchise where you feel more comfortable paying a running back because you also don't feel obligated to. The Giant fan like Kevin Wall, who, no offense, is a lot younger than me, you know, thinks Saquon Barkley is a bigger deal in the historical part of this franchise than he is and feels the need to take him because the Giants invested so much capital in him.
I think Kevin Wall thinks that Saquon Barkley is a really good player. And it's okay if Daniel Jones and Kayvon Thibodeau are more important, but if he's the next, if he's the third most important Giant, then he should be around.
Saquon's half the offense.
Saquon Barkley,
he's half the offense.
If I had to rank Giants right now, is the seventh most important player coming into this year.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but even if that's true, that means you should pay him and keep him.
But not if he's asking for something that's right. You can't pay everybody.
No. Let's stop jumping around. We're talking about the theory of paying for Saquon Barkley. We're not talking about Saquon Barkley asking for too much. He could absolutely be asking for too much, and that's on him. We're talking about the value of Saquon Barkley and keeping him on the Giants. And the value of Saquon Barkley, keeping him on the Giants, I'm comfortable with giving him a little more than what the two franchise players guarantee him.
I'm not, because he hasn't proven that in his career. He has not proven it. And by the way, Wall, they've now invested in back-to-back years, a second-round pick and a third-round pick in receivers they expect to start and just traded for Darren Waller. If Saquon Barkley's half the offense, the Giants are in trouble this year. He should be at
Saquon Barkley. They have weapons now.
Yes,
they do.
Which is exactly why he's important.
But Saquon was half the offense last year.
And they didn't draft those guys because they went, Saquon's actually not that good.
No.
The rest of that offense, so even if he's
But that
a
diminishes
third,
the value of Saquon to them now.
But
it does.
But if he's the third of their offense because of Waller, that's good news for everybody. And it doesn't drastically diminish his value.
It's also bad news for the Giants because they should be going more running back by committee. They drafted Gray in the fifth round.
Does it matter that the Eagles have $54 million in dead cap money right now?
It will eventually.
Okay. But they were just in the Super Bowl, and they're probably going to be the pick to win the NFC again this year,
and they've
right?
also drafted really well, and we're still making up for bad drafts from the Giants and not getting anything
out of that. So, again, but you can live in a world where you owe $54 million dead cap money. But you're afraid of a couple of mil off of Saquon Barkley.
Because the Giants, that was part of what got them in the hole. 855-212-4227. The summation of this is I'm right and they're wrong. When we come back.
You should call us a name, too. You usually do that as well when you don't want to talk anymore. Like, we're fat or stupid or whatever.
Bozos. Stunned to a news next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The DA shall see. Jeez. Jeez, Louise. All right, some tweets rolling in at Mraz. CBS at Andrew Bogish. I bought 40 nugs, backwards Brian says. I bought 40 nugs for $6 at Food Lion yesterday just because I was out of nuggets, not because of basketball. They do great in the air fryer. So backwards Brian saying I'm just maintaining my nuggets.
I mean, but here's the thing. Despite what Sean wants you to believe, you don't know why you bought them.
Exactly.
Could have been because of the nuggets.
Look, you guys can laugh, and I understand how crazy this theory is. I wouldn't have told you it if I knew it wouldn't get a good laugh, but I am serious. The word nuggets is going to be drilled in your head. It's the NBA Finals, and they're the favorites. Nuggets are going to be in your head, and you will, without knowing or out realizing, buy chicken nuggets at some point over the next 3 weeks because of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that's all well and good. My new problem is asking people to predict that they're going to be unknowingly influenced by this to buy chicken nuggets.
Are you going to have pizza over the next 2 weeks?
I'm going to have pizza tomorrow night, actually.
Okay, so you're unknowingly predicting you're going to have pizza tomorrow night.
No. I know I'm having pizza because it's already been discussed because my family's coming over before a Little League game.
Wow, pre-planning the dinners.
You
the
literally
Pokish
know
house.
Nothing, as always.
Here's what Pokish? By the way, you can tell we're getting at our end of the line before DA coming back. Bogus has now had it with me.
How's
on Thursday.
How is it not Friday?
So I'm back here Monday.
Yep, nobody asked, but okay.
No. I mean, you can let me finish or, be that guy. Are you guys hosting again on Monday?
That's the last hurrah.
Yep, we are.
All right, so I propose that to celebrate the end of this wonderful two-week stretch, we get a little staff nugget party on Monday.
It's not a bad idea. The problem is, I think 2 weeks later, me and Bogues are back together for 2 weeks.
Yeah. But you guys are also done by 10 a.m. Could we get nuggets at 10 a.m.?
Breakfast nugs?
Does McDonald's do their full meal all the time?
I don't know.
Is one nearby.
According to Big Daddy, it was 10:30 when it was lunchtime.
You know what? I do have an air fryer. Well, you want to plug it in right in front of Billy there, and maybe we'll get some nuggets cooking right there?
They don't get that.
No, I don't get it either. I think that would be a great place to do it.
I would think that we're sound electrically to handle an air fryer, right? We put a radio show on the air.
Totally, without certain people pretending to be bosses taking dives, I think that would be perfect.
Do you guys want to play a game, good tape op, bad tape op? because as I was walking into the studio...
Oh, that's a great idea, damn it.
As I was walking into the studio, I'm about to open the door and I get, let me ask you something. What's the deal? Why do you always wear a different hat? I never see you wear the same hat back to back.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go
good tape op.
I'm going to say good tape up, too. Trying to be conversational.
Yeah, observant.
Billy, good tape up, bad tape up?
Well, I already know the answer.
The audience doesn't. You tell us.
Good, bad tape up.
All right. By the way, that's usually Billy's job today, so this is the replacement of Billy. Kevin Wall, good tape up, bad tape up?
I know this tape up's past, and I've seen a couple bad NFL Sundays
last year.
You guys
stink at this game.
You really do.
You stink at the game.
This is Alka-Seltzer in this cup. I wish it was cyanide.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you can be very friendly, outgoing, talking to people, but you can still be a god-awful tape-op. We've had a lot of them.
Wall looking in a mirror. Darren and Kuna tweets in. We just heard the Normal Meraz CBS thought process. Where did it go? I still don't know. I still don't know what the point was, and I'm going to remember it at like 1 p.m. today. Cowboys Sooner tweets in 100% agree with Meraz on Saquon, but he also tweets at DA and not Bogus, which is odd. I mean, could DA change AJ? Leave him alone. Wolf Stars tweets in, I'm toasting DA on CBS and at Pete the Body for their new additions, AJ and Kerry, hashtag parents. By the way, and the Hidden Pickle tweets in, got to raise a baby bottle to DA on CBS and Pete the Body. Can't wait for the return of the legends. Calm down.
P.S. I can't believe Pete's not coming back on a different day just to get
simply
to beat
the best
DA to the on air booskies.
Yeah.
Like, come back on Monday. Make exactly. Monday your day. We'll be happy that Pete's back.
And when is the Bilotti return?
He's coming back on Tuesday as well.
Tuesday as well.
It's two full weeks for both of them.
Giant is awoken, by the way. Morning, I'm toasting my 12-year-old son, Owen. Last weekend, he scored four of his team's six goals, including an insane overtime ending goal in the lacrosse tournament for the win. Was a beast, yet is super humble and credited his entire team for all of it. So proud, as Jake Buskies. The father, by the way, not super humble.
Owen was my number one boy name suggestion both times my wife was pregnant.
Really?
Well, I can't, actually, not the second time because the first time was shot down, but yeah, I love that name. The movie Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah.
One of them is named Owen.
And that was it.
Yes.
And the mama always yelled, like, Owen! And she's like, that's all I will ever hear if you name our kid Owen.
Yeah,
like,
wow. Okay, Danny DeVito's character.
So I'm
right?
out. But I love that name. I'm always jealous of dads who have sons. Although my Jake's pretty cool.
So Bob's Bar coming up in 2 weeks from tomorrow. Is that right?
That is correct.
The power washer was delivered, as I mentioned. So the power washing will be the new lines putting down at Bob's Bar. All of that. So that's very, very exciting times. I will also tell you that currently.
He lost it again. Where did it go?
What happened?
What is going on with me? What is going on with me?
Is it possible that you're too healthy? That your body
honestly,
doesn't
what?
Have to process all these good feelings?
What is going on? You're talking about choking at the free throw line here late.
Mm.
I had a great Bob's Bar nugget, a chicken nugget for you.
I'm hungry.
Oh, and I lost it. I think it was about Pete. I thought it was about Pete, but maybe it's not about Pete.
It'll come to you.
I don't know. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
There it is.
Oh, yesterday we discussed. This is very important for anybody who is making the trip to Bob's Bar. Bob's Bar is an actual human being's backyard, okay? It is not a palace. I mean, look, they have a nice little awning that we will be covered in during the show. One thing we cannot control is the weather, okay? And we have found ourselves in a little bit of a hidden pickle, if you will. And I believe we mentioned this last year. But by inviting you, the listener, and being able to share this experience, which we are all looking forward to, however many of you come, whether it's 2, whether it's 10, whether it's 20, however many of you actually make the trip from Arkansas to Colorado to all of it, remember this. Because you are coming, we no longer have the ability to say, hey, you guys see the forecast? Let's move it back a week. Because
right.
you guys would be like, what are you doing? I flew in here. It's not as if we have some kind of like hole we could go to where like we know the equipment will work. So in other words, this show essentially has to go on rain or shine.
Imagine if we did the show from here instead.
Yeah.
This crew is just sitting outside with Jack Stern on a Friday morning.
And I just want to preface this by saying we don't want to put it in the atmosphere. We've had good weather back to the beginning. Hopefully it's good weather. Hopefully this doesn't even come up. But just be aware that unless Zach Gelb is selling ponchos for $2 outside the gates,
yes,
to come prepared, hoods, ponchos, umbrellas, yeah, like we might be able to do like a couple quick shade pop-ups for you real quick, but there's a good chance if it pours and rains, we have two choices. Either we cancel the event and you flew in for nothing, the very rare amounts of you.
And all we can offer is Pete's basement.
Right. Or you're going to stand out there in the rain. So just be prepared. When packing, consider that.
Yeah, you're responsible for your own weatherproofing.
Yes, that's it. That's it. We don't want to hear complaints about the weather, and that's the bottom line. That's the end of it. Okay? Fair?
Yeah, and not even complaints. It's just that's a logical thought I would have had if I was coming to visit.
Yep,
there
is
no rain date. There's no alternate location. We can barely do this at one place. So to have a backup scenario is impossible. Fingers crossed it doesn't come up. But if it does, just be prepared that there's limited coverage at Bob's Bar.
Exactly.
Have we looked far out to see what the forecast could be on that day?
Way too far.
Yeah, okay. Too far.
I wasn't sure if we were at that stage yet.
Yeah. All right, Greg, I don't want to be late to stunt, so why don't we get moving here?
No, of course not. Should I bring bagels again?
Of course.
All right, great.
I thought that was assumed.
All right, they're in.
All
right, they're in. Well, I guess we talked about the NBA Finals. We've done a lot of that. The Heat ruled out Tyler Hero for Game 1 because of his fractured right hand, but he did get cleared for basketball activities and took part in team drills yesterday. Game 3 remains the tentative target for his return. The NBA coaching market was reset by Monty Williams. He leapfrogged Greg Popovich to become the highest-paid coach in the league by more than $1.5 million per season. Pop was making $11.5 million. Monty's now getting just over $13 million across a brand-new six-year pact from the Pistons. With incentives and performance bonuses, that contract could reach a total of $100 million over 8 years. The rest of the top five, Steve Kerr, Eric Spoelstra, and Rick Carlisle, the three of them earn between $7.25 and $9.5 annually. Want to get this in before stunned. Tip of the cap to Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris, who helped save a three-year-old boy who was drowning at a Las Vegas hotel pool over the weekend.
Wow.
Morris found the nearest defibrillator, got it to a doctor that was there to start chest compressions on the boy. Morris credited the Rams' recent CPR, AED, and first aid training for helping him be aware of proper protocols and knowing the importance of one of these AEDs, which shocks the heart back into the into rhythm. Just an amazing story given what happened to DeMar Hamlin this season. So a belated booskies to Raheem Morris.
Booskies!
That's great.
And now we get stunned.
All right!
Yeah. It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Police in South Carolina arrested a man after he used a toy gun to rob a convenience store on Tuesday. David Joseph D'Alessandro allegedly held up a convenience store using an original Nintendo Duck Hunt game pistol. D'Alessandro, 25 years old, barged into a Quick Stop on Tuesday at about 5:45 p.m., flashed the toy gun at the cashier while demanding money. He was dressed in a wig, a mask, and a hoodie and had spray-painted the video game pistol all black, so it looked more realistic when he lifted his shirt to reveal the Duck Hunt gun jutting out of the waistband of his pants. He received $300 from the register. Deputies soon found him just down the street from the Quick Stop in the parking lot of a Dollar General and arrested him after finding the toy gun still in his pants. He was booked into the York County Detention Center on charges of armed robbery with a deadly weapon, wearing a mask, which I guess in itself is a crime, and petty larceny of less than $2,000.
Wow, so this is interesting. You could still be charged with armed robbery even if it's a Duck Hunt gun.
I guess so.
I understand the robbery and the fear you're striking, but I would have thought the charges would have actually been less when you realized that nobody was actually in real danger.
I don't think it matters. I think it's the idea of you making them think it's a gun.
Really?
Yeah. So,
I mean, either way, he's trash, so that's fine. But
yeah.
I found that interesting.
This might be my favorite original Nintendo game. It makes me think of my grandfather. He loved it, and he just gets so angry at it. So it's, like, nostalgic, too. So when you mentioned it, I started looking up to see, like, what you could what it would cost like to have the original gum. I don't have that information yet, but you can buy one new from Walmart right now for $16.
They're back in.
But what do you plug it into?
I think they sell those adapters now.
But the, like, you to use on what? You can you fire up your old NES machine?
So no, the Nintendo Switch.
But that doesn't have a thing for it.
So this is a console attachment, or is this just a replica so that you can have
no,
it?
No, it's
it's the gun. It is, yeah.
And it's got the old school cable on it, but like how does it work?
There's got to be a Nintendo system. I'm so far away from Nintendo. I've still been a PlayStation guy. There's got to be something that we're missing.
Because we have a we have the Switch, and they sold a gimmicky version, like a chicken shooting game, and it actually came with like a rifle you like pump. Yeah. It's nothing like Duck Hunt. It was such a waste of time. But like, I need to know how I can use this bad boy still.
There is Nintendo Switch. Are we missing? Is there another new Nintendo system?
No, that's it. And I don't know where you would plug this into.
That's kind of shocking, right? That's kind of sad for Nintendo. They should have like a. It's Nintendo.
I guess they. What are they doing these days? Are they still...
They made a better Switch with a better display, but they didn't make a different console.
Are they making new games for it?
Yeah.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Absolutely. I'm not familiar with the Switch.
That's why Microsoft getting involved with Xbox kind of ruined everything. Everybody fell in love with Xbox. It was Sega, it was Nintendo, and then there was Sony PlayStation. So we didn't need Xbox kind of taking Nintendo storm here.
I never had a Nintendo, an original Nintendo. My first console was a Sega Genesis.
Man, that's the one thing about having young kids. I haven't played like Madden in 3 years, Call of Duty. I do miss it. There are days I miss it.
Dude, I still play Fortnite.
I don't know how you have the time, I love it, man. I don't have the time. Well, I guess you don't have kids, but like the kids, and then by the time I'm watching sports and you know the yard work, it doesn't end.
I think I cut the sports out. I think that's really where I've
to for work. I just don't have time. And then you know if you want to watch a show or something, I want to play video games again. I want to just sit there and eat 7 pounds of Fritos, drink Dr. Pepper, and pick the belly button lint out of me and wonder if I'll ever lose weight while playing Call of Duty.
But like, I know what I'm thinking about later.
You do plenty of things where you have hours to yourself. You can't just carve
out some
Nintendo time?
Dude, last night I finally watched the Chicago Fire finale. It took me five days.
Oh, thank God.
5 days to get through it.
See, I would just cross off Chicago Fire altogether. And that frees up a full season
old show?
No, that's on NBC.
I love Chicago Fire. But the problem, the NBA and NHL players, I do pride myself on tracking the playoffs. By the time my kids go to bed, they don't go to bed early anymore. It's like 8:30. I'm up till 9:30. I'm usually watching whatever. Then I can't sit there and play a game if they're up and they're playing. Because, Daddy, give me the controller. Daddy, this.
But there are also days
how much more you want for my life?
But there are days where you leave here and you get home and no one's home. You can't squeeze in a little game time then?
Not if I want to exercise.
How long do you exercise for?
Hour and a half every day. And then I lay down for an hour, have a little lunch, and then I'm picking up my kids from daycare.
I feel like you could figure out a place or two to
dude, you'd be surprised,
play some
man.
Games.
There's a lot of times I'm late to pick up my kids from daycare.
When does the late charge kick in?
I mean, it kicks in every Friday, and I go, woof. But I'm telling you, like, I don't have as much free time as you think. All right, when we come back, is Matthew Slater right on calling out the NFL and their BS? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Boom shakalaka. Matthew Slater, special teams ace, who's basically made a career in New England on running down kickoffs, commented on the new kickoff rule yesterday, said, I'm just not convinced that our league is always going to do what's in the best interest of our players. I don't believe that this is truly in the name of player health and safety. That sounds familiar, Bogues.
It does.
Sounds like something you and I were saying on the DA show when this rule went through last week. And that is this. They are acting as if this kickoff rule is going to change concussions, where I think there's a long play here. I think in terms of every last dollar, from Peacock to YouTube TV to expanded schedules, I believe the NFL hopes long term, especially if expansion is coming, by the way, because remember, that's still in talks, right? London's expand, anything like this. They want to shorten rosters up. They would rather have 45 guys on a roster instead of 53 guys on a roster, and you know how you do that? By chiseling away at special teams every single offseason to the point you finally say, there's no more kickoffs. Everybody gets the ball at the 25. And a guy like Matthew Slater, who also commented yesterday, he would not have a career if this rule was in place 15 years ago. He's right. I think the NFL's long play here is to lessen the jobs in the league.
Now, Matt, that's not Matthew Slater's point. That's your point. His point was just they actually don't care about player safety, and this is a cover for that nonsense. Like, cause if you look at the other decisions that they make that really would impact player safety, they don't make
but
those.
He doesn't actually say what they're covering, what the reason they would cover.
No, I think he's saying it's for face. It's to make you think that they care about this, but they really don't, because, like, here's where DA gets involved. They refuse to play on grass surfaces in certain places.
Right.
They still fight tooth and nail with retired players for health benefits and stuff like that. He mentioned Thursday Night Football. So he's calling them hypocrites.
They are hypocrites.
He didn't mention roster cuts.
No, that's my theory. Yeah. But he also did say he would not have a career.
Right. But that's different, because that's where his role was this. If that's not there, he doesn't have a career. Doesn't mean he doesn't have a job.
That's my point.
He may not know his name.
But the NFL is on this. They're going to eventually limit kickers. You're not going to need gunners on special teams, and the rosters are going to get shorter. It's all a long game. I'm on this. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.